He's too serious.
Touchy or tetchy or touchous?
Touchy, maybe. Okay.
And I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry or mad.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him, all right, just
calm down.
All right. And if you had been working very hard when you finished, you might say, I'm feeling
tired. I'm feeling given out.
Mm-hmm. All right. And suppose it was even more than that, you might say, I'm all
worn out.
Mm-hmm. And if a person had been very well, and then you heard that suddenly he had some disease, you'd say, well, when did he
get sick?
Mm-hmm. And he is sick now, but he'll be well again.
Soon.
Would you ever say by and by?
Maybe, but I doubt it.
I think that's a very old-fashioned mm-hmm. term. I never hear it. And then if somebody went out in the rain, then when he came in, he started sneezing, you'd say he's
catching a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, as mine is, you'd say he was
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And what I have right now is a
cough.
Yes, and I might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And but at 6 o'clock in the morning, when the alarm goes off, I'll
get up.
Before you get up, you have to
wake up.
Mm-hmm. And he's still sleeping. You'd better go
quietly.
Well, meaning you want to rouse him. I'd better go.
Oh, I'll wait in him.
All right. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, well, why haven't you
taken it?
And he said, but yesterday I
took it.
And tomorrow I will.
Will take it.
Mm-hmm. If you can't hear, you say you're
deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Deaf.
Do you say deaf?
No, I don't, but I know older people that do.
Okay. And if a man went out in the hot sun, and when he finished, he took off his shirt and it was wringing wet, he might say, look how much I have
sweated.
Mm-hmm. And a discharging sore that comes to a head is a
rising boil.
Okay. And what is the stuff inside?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. And if a bee stung you, your hand might
swell.
And you'd say, my hand
is swollen.
And yesterday it
swelled.
Okay. And what is the liquid inside a blister?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And in a war, if a bullet went in your arm, you'd say you have a bullet
wound.
And do you have a name for the kind of skinless growth around a wound that has to be cut out?
Proud flesh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Not many people know that. And if you got a little cut on your finger, what's the kind of brown medicine that they used to
give? Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And what did they used to give for malaria?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say quinine either.
Don't you? I say quinine. I wonder what the difference is.
There. I wanted to.
A lot of people say both. They say it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which is correct. I never mm-hmm. thought about looking it up.
I don't think I've ever looked it up. It'll probably give both, you know, since mm-hmm. both are such common pronunciations. Well, if a man was shot and then he didn't recover, you'd say he
died.
Is there another way of saying died?
The shot killed him.
Well, kind of maybe a more polite way.
He passed away.
Right. Is there a joking way of saying he died? I'm glad that old skin flint finally.
Kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. And a place where people are buried is a
cemetery.
Is it older now?
Graveyard.
Are they the same?
As far as I know, yes.
Suppose it were around a church.
It would still be a cemetery or a graveyard.
Okay. I believe we did talk about the casket last week, didn't
mm-hmm.
we? And I said I was going to skip that when we got to it.